This is KCUR 89.3. Paul Messner Puppets got its start in Kansas City nearly 30 years ago with puppet shows telling fairy tales and contemporary children's stories that are mostly aimed at kids, with a little sly humor for grown-ups, too. But in the last few years at the Kansas City Fringe Festival, the puppeteers have been branching out into risque material that's only for adults. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
On a recent weekday morning, artistic director Paul Messner leaned in for a closer look at a half-finished puppet. She's missing a leg and a strand of pearls.
I think she had these white beads, white Marge Simpson.
We're in his Hyde Park studio near the corner of Linwood and Troost. It's where Messner and his team build the puppets and the scenery for each production. But this Kansas City Fringe Festival show will not be for their usual audience.
We're used to kids. That's what we're used to, and that's what we know. So adults is not a comfort zone for us. It's scary as hell. For me, at least.
This is their third year to produce an adults-only show at the Fringe. The title, 10 Things You Really Shouldn't Do with Puppets. Associate Artistic Director Mike Horner says the challenge is to get beyond the novelty or the easy laughs.
Have the puppet pick its nose, or immediately people want to have a puppet say a bad word. And you know, that's kind of the go-to. Ha-ha, you know, the cute little puppet saying something naughty. And we like to touch on that, but not that be just the joke.
The two puppeteers stand on the stage, each with a puppet in hand. Scripts on music stands, they're still tweaking lines, making sure the blocking is right.
Want to do that top of the show part?
Yeah, let's stop it. Turn to the top of the show and just kind of trot through as much as we can.
Yep.
Horner says much of their script draws on current events.
It is fun to build puppets that are topical because often the puppets we make for our shows need to be evergreen. We'd like to, you know, if it's a good show, we could perform it for 10 or more years if it plays well with audiences. But to have the chance to do something that might only have a life of 6 months, that's fun to do that as a change.
But Messner says it's also a risk in this day and age of a very short news cycle to tap those stories like the Fox News sexual harassment scandal.
So we're secretly hoping that Roger Ailes and Gretchen Carlson keep talking about their case. We built a pretty good skit around the lawsuit she filed.
Ah! You hit an all-time low, Mr. Ailes.
Just like your ratings were disappointingly low.
Mr. Ailes is a loutish and serial sexual harasser.
Oh, go on.
You repeatedly ogled me in your office, called me sexy in your network boys club.
You're nothing but a man-hater. You just need to learn to get along with the boys.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Presidential politics and the nominees also make an appearance in puppet form. One candidate is a parrot. Some well-worn jokes also crop up, like unlikely characters who meet up in a bar.
Number 9, puppets should not mock religion.
So, priest and a rabbi walk into a bar.
Boom, I hit my head.
Summer interns helped shape the production. Elizabeth McManus studied costume design at Stevens College, and this is her first time working with puppets. She says she's tempered some of the humor.
A lot of the input that I put into is taking it back and bringing it back to the current time and making sure it's not too raunchy. And so bringing it back is probably one of the biggest jobs that I've had so far.
Messner says this feedback from a younger generation has been critical. In his more than 3 decades as a puppeteer, he knows his kid audience well.
Despite what people may think, kid audiences are very tough. They demand complete truth, and there has to be a good story, and it has to be both engaging and at times, in our case, we like to do funny, so it has to be funny that's really funny.
But the needs of an adult audience are still a little undefined.
We're doing humor we would never do in our regular shows. And so for us, it's a challenge of exactly what is adult humor.
If some of these jokes don't land, Messner says they'll continue to refine the show with hopes of taking it on the road. And for now, they'll be performing it for audiences on the Fringe. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.